Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. The Texas A&M Aggies are going to try to change that sad trombone tune at LSU on Saturday night. Raise your hand if you thought that Texas A&M was going to be 7-0 and ranked number 3, both by the Associated Press and here at SwampSwamiSports.com, at this point of the college football season. That's what I thought. Me neither. Recent history has shown the Texas Aggies sounding rather confident in many recent seasons, but then fading away down the stretch. The brief audio clip called Sad Trombone has been sadly appropriate when trying to describe the frustration of Texas A&M's football fortunes in recent decades. They've been close, but no cigar. Texas A&M has yet to play in a national championship game since the 1998 playoff era began with the BCS and then later the college football playoffs. Aggies fans may remind you that former coach Jimbo Fisher's 2020 team did finish 9-1. Unfortunately, Texas A&M's one loss came against coach Nick Saban's Alabama Crimson Tide during the regular season in the SEC West. Despite the exceptional record that season, Texas A&M did not play in either the 2020 SEC Championship game or the College Football Playoff title game. The 2020 season, you might remember, was the COVID year. College football games were played in cavernous, almost empty stadiums. No more than 20,000 socially distanced fans were allowed to enter and watch most college football games in person that year. But prior to 2020, go back to the 1998 Texas A&M team coached by R.C. Slocum. They did play a non-championship BCS encounter at the Sugar Bowl after winning the Big 12 conference title. The number 8 Aggies faced off with number 3 Ohio State, but Texas A&M lost to the Buckeyes 24-14. Go ahead and play the tune. Texas A&M's last national championship came in 1939. Coach Homer Norton led the Aggies to a 14-13 Sugar Bowl win over Tulane to finish with a perfect record at 11-0. That team's incredible defense gave up only 31 points for an entire season. Texas A&M University is large, loud, and very proud. But here in the South, we like to tell a few good-natured Aggie jokes. Would you like to hear a few clean ones? Okay. Question: how did the Aggie die from drinking milk? Answer: the cow fell on him. Here's another question. How do you know when an Aggie has been using the computer? Answer: because there's whiteout on the screen. It's all in good fun, Aggie fans. Texas A&M has the most on-campus students, 72,500, of any traditional university in the United States. The headcount for the school's massive association of former students is as large as some developing countries around the world. According to their website, more than 574,000 remain in contact with the school on a regular basis. These very proud former Aggies pride themselves on helping other Aggies to find a job in the business world. The saying of once an Aggie, always an Aggie is very true. For as much pride as Texas A&M takes in their school, the football team has not measured up to that same level of success. It's not that Texas A&M has a history of fielding lousy football teams, because the Aggies have only posted 5 losing records in the last 41 seasons going back to 1983. They have gone through 7 different football coaches, though, in that same period. Texas A&M's football fans desperately want the same thing that Alabama and Georgia, LSU, and all the other SEC schools want. A championship ring earned by the school's football team would set off the biggest celebration in College Station history. But they're playing in the shadow of Texas University. Texas A&M fans despise the state's flagship university located in Austin. Check out the second verse of the school's fight song called the Aggie War Hymn, played by the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band. That says it all.
Thank you.
Yeah, they need a little counseling, don't they? But the Aggies wisely decided to exit the Big 12 Conference and join the SEC in 2012. It was time for Texas A&M to get away from that ever-present burnt orange shadow being cast by Texas University, that other school in Austin. The move has been generally positive for Texas A&M as the Aggies have gained more national attention being part of the SEC since 2012. However, the Aggies are still seeking their first ever SEC football title midway through their 14th season in their new league. But no one said it was going to be easy for Texas A&M and the SEC. The Aggies have watched as Alabama 8 times, Georgia 3 times, LSU in 2019, and Auburn in 2013 have all taken home the SEC football championship. Texas A&M's fans desperately want this year's surprising 7-0 maroon and white football team to break through and earn a spot in December's SEC championship game in Atlanta. Interestingly, the aforementioned rival called Texas University, along with the University of Oklahoma, that is, both left the Big 12 and joined the SEC last year in 2024. But worse for Aggie fans, the Longhorns qualified to play in the SEC title game last December, although they lost to Georgia in their very first year of playing football in their new league. Ouch. This year's 7-0 Texas A&M team, though, is all about hard work without all the chest thumping. Texas A&M is all about being big, really big. The school has a huge campus in College Station, which is about the size of a small city, to educate, feed, and house more than 70,000 students. A&M students and former students are justifiably proud of their academics, the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, the Fightin' Aggie Band, and much, much more. But detractors of Texas A&M feel that many Aggies go a little bit too far in bragging about their school's accomplishments, especially when it comes to football. Texas A&M regularly finishes in the top 5 schools nationally when it comes to signing highly rated high school football recruits. Yet the Aggies rarely field a national championship caliber contender in college football. Former Texas A&M assistant coach Mike Elko returned to College Station last year to become the school's latest head football coach. His first head coaching job previously at Duke University produced 2 successful years. But that didn't seem to suggest that Mike Elko was on the verge of taking the Duke Blue Devils to a national title game anytime soon. Coach Elko did accept an offer, though, to return to Texas A&M beginning in 2024. He replaced the $76 million man, Jimbo Fisher. After Coach Fisher returned to his Florida residence to count his contract buyout money, it was Coach Mike Elko who burst the inflated ego of many of Texas A&M's football players. If the player was as good as his social media hype, then perhaps these players weren't working as hard to improve in college like the other 4- and 5-star recruits over at Georgia or Alabama, LSU, Ole Miss, or any other SEC school. Coach Mike Elko's first season at Texas A&M last year in 2024 produced an 8-5 record, 5-3 in the SEC. Not too bad. This season's surprising 7-0 start is a testament to the quiet nature of the coach and his current football team. He says that his team is doing the work and avoiding the unfounded chest beating which some previous Texas A&M football squads have been known to do. But the entire SEC, well, almost all of them, will be rooting for LSU to beat Texas A&M on Saturday night in Baton Rouge. This Saturday night will find 7-0 Texas A&M traveling to Baton Rouge to play the very desperate 5-2 LSU Tigers. LSU was humbled last Saturday afternoon by 6-1 Vanderbilt, 31-24 up in Nashville. The Tigers must run the table, which is Texas A&M this week, then at Alabama, home for Arkansas and Western Kentucky, and then on the road to finish at Oklahoma, in order to have any chance of reaching the 12-team college football playoffs. Texas A&M stands alone as the one unbeaten team in this league. Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Missouri, Oklahoma, and yes, Vanderbilt are all lurking just behind at 6-1. A loss by Texas A&M would create some chaos in the SEC football standings, and it would bring intense glee to those other 6-1 teams who'd like to see LSU knock off Texas A&M on Saturday night. A win by LSU would finally bring some happiness and relieve some of the pressure from Coach Brian Kelly and his LSU Tigers. A road trip to Tuscaloosa to face Alabama is coming up in just 2 weeks. LSU must win on Saturday night to stay alive in the SEC race and perhaps to save their coach's job. Texas A&M must win on Saturday night in order to build on their best chance to win an SEC title since joining the conference 14 years ago. This game promises to be special. Kickoff is on Saturday night, of course, in Tiger Stadium at 6:30 p.m. and you can find the game on ABC. But The National Weather Service is predicting a 60% chance of rain throughout the game on Saturday night. What? A chance of rain? In Tiger Stadium? On a Saturday night? Never!
I've been coming to Tiger Stadium for over 60 years. Even back in the 50s, my aunt would say, don't worry about bringing a raincoat because it never rains in Tiger Stadium. The first several years of my PA tenure here, I would give the weather straight up. And honestly, Eric, one night, I was given the weather cast. I said, chance of rain. And I just said never. And so now when I give the weather cast, it's 94 degrees, it's 80% humidity, winds from the south at 4 miles an hour.
Chance of rain.
But just in case, the 103,000 in attendance in Baton Rouge might want to consider bringing a yellow poncho and possibly something like a plastic yard waste bag to sit on Saturday night. You just never know. I'm Swamp Swami.